Let us begin with a prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你新的一年的开始。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beginning of the new year.
我求主赐福给我们每一个人。
We ask you to bless every one of us.
特别我们选择去来到你面前去敬拜你。
Especially when we choose to come before you to worship you.
求主帮助我们，我们的信心能够刚强起来。
We ask you to give our, we ask you to strengthen our faith.
以致到我们能够遵守你的话。
So that we can obey your word.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
Please help us and give us a humble heart.
看到自己的罪。
So that we can see our sins.
所以我们会愿意在你面前去悔改。
So that we were willing to repent.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
去年的年底的中国一个公司叫腾讯，他就做了一个很简单的统计。
So, the end of the last year, there is this Chinese company called Tencent. It made a simple survey.
那么他就问他的客户，2019年你有什么愿望呢？
So, it asked its customers, what do you wish for 2019?
那么这个调查发现呢，70后、80后、90后有同一个梦想。
So, the survey found that those who were born in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they all shared a same dream.
你猜是什么？
Can you guess?
对啊，就是赚钱，差不多了。如果你猜发财，都是这类的。
Yeah, you're right. So, that is to make money.
所以呢，今天是我们新的一年的第一次的崇拜。
So today is our first worship of the year.
所以我也希望跟大家讨论一下我们今年的梦想。
So, I would like to discuss with you the dream of our church.
虽然我选了诗篇126篇，
So I chose Psalm 126.
因为这个诗人呢，他形容自己呢是一个做梦的人。
Because here the author described himself as a dreamer.
虽然我想看看呢，这个诗人呢，他是怎么好梦成真呢？
So let's take a look and how this author whose dream came true.
首先呢，我们要问一个问题哈，为什么你要叫一个东西叫梦想
？So first, let's ask a question. Why do you call a thing a dream?
因为这个东西就是呢，我们说就是你朝思暮想的一个事情。
Because this is something you think about every day, day and night.
就是你发梦你也会想到的。
And that is you dream about it even you think about it even in your dreams.
所以呢，你所爱的就是你的梦。
So what you really love is really showed up in your dream.
那么你也可以问一个问题哦，为什么你不叫它理想或者目标呢
？So now you may ask, why don't you call this thing ideal or your goal?
那通常因为这个东西呢太难了。
Because usually this thing is so difficult.
所以只有发梦的时候才会发生。
And so it could only happen in your dream.
所以我们中国人有一句话说就是。你可能骂人，你不要发你春秋大梦了。
So, in Chinese, we probably say, just dream your spring and autumn dreams.
这个跟我们的历史有关系。春秋是我们的一个历史的时期啊。那所以呢，我们现在要来看看这个诗人呢，他的梦是什么。
So here, let's take a look. What the dream of this author was.
那如果你看第一节的时候呢，只是有两个线索，你可以找出来。
So if you look at the verse one, and there are two clues you can find.
第一个呢，就是诗篇126篇有一个小的题目叫《上行之诗》。
First, there's a subtitle of this of this psalm is called A Song of Ascent.
如果你有看过诗篇的时候，你会留意得到了，只是诗篇从120篇到134篇呢。 它都有这个题目的，就是上行之诗。
So if you pay attention, you would notice that from Psalm 120 through 134, these psalms are all songs of ascent.
这个是因为他们呢，从前呢，他们去耶路撒冷敬拜的时候呢。 他们会一边走路一边唱这些诗歌。
This is because back then when the worshippers went to Jerusalem to worship, and they would sing these songs on their way to Jerusalem.
为什么叫上行?
So why it's called ascent?
因为耶路撒冷的圣殿呢是建在石安山上。
Because the temple of Jerusalem is on top of the Mount Zion.
所以你每一次去敬拜的时候，其实你就是往上行了。So
every time people go there to worship, they need to climb up. They need to, so it's ascent.
所以另外一个先说呢，就是在第一节里面说。
So another clue is in verse 1.
这里说，当耶和华将这些被掳的带回石安的时候，我们好像。
So verse 1 says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed.
那你会听出来呢，中文跟英文的翻译呢，有一点点不一样。
So you may notice that there's a difference between the English translation versus the Chinese translation.
中文是讲到这些被掳的人归回石安。
So the Chinese is about the people, the exiles, were returned to Zion.
英文呢，好像它的意思就是恢复这个石安的荣华。But
the English translation is restored the fortune of Zion.
但是其实两样东西是指同一样，就是讲到这些被掳归回的人回到耶路撒冷。
But they're talking about the same thing. It's all about the exiles who returned to Zion.
那总括来说呢，这个诗人的梦就是回到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So in summary, the dream of this author was to return to Jerusalem and worship God.
所以呢，新的一年的开始呢，我鼓励大家，也是鼓励我自己。 让我们去花时间去神面前去敬拜他。So
at the beginning of this new year, let's encourage each other to spend time to come before God and worship Him.
让这个成为我们的梦想。And
make this our dream.
因为认识神呢，是一个一生人的满足的，给你一生人的满足。Because
knowing God will give you a lifelong satisfaction.
诗篇27篇的第四节说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿中求问。Psalm
27 verse 4 says, One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to see Him in His temple.
对爱神的人来说，敬拜神比起世上任何东西更能够满足他。So
to those who love God, worshiping God is the most satisfaction. Loving God can bring the most satisfaction than anything in the world.
那最近呢，中国庆祝它40周年的改革。
So recently China celebrated its 40th anniversary of reform.
其实呢，你看这个统计是很了不起，在40年里面呢，有7.4亿人口脱离贫穷。So
if you look at the statistics, it's really amazing. So within 40 years, there were 740 million people who came out of poverty.
中国现在成为世界里面第二大的经济国。So
today, China is the second largest economy.
但是，如果我问大家，那么是不是人民呢就比较快乐呢？现在
But let me ask you now, are the people more happy now?
那香港, 因为中国的富强呢, 此次呢, 也占了不少钱。
So Hong Kong has gained a lot of wealth with China's prosperity.
但是如果你看另外一个统计呢, 你就会发觉呢, 香港的希望指数啊, 从去年的正10点, 变成, 是前年的正10点, 到, 去年的-25点。
But if you look at the statistics, the hope index of Hong Kong dropped from 10 point a year before to -25 last year.
所以呢，它成为了世界上五个最悲观的城市之一。
So it has become one of the five hopeless cities in the world.
跟约旦 黎巴嫩是同一级的哦。
And there, Hong Kong is on par with Jordan and Lebanon.
所以中国经过40年的走过这条路以后,
So it shows that after the 40 years of reform,
证明了只是物质能够满足人 一时的需要.
So it showed that materials can bring a temporary satisfaction to people.
但是问题是, 现在你吃饱了, 你下一步是什么呢?
But the problem is now your stomach is full, what are you going to do next?
我们人心里面呢, 有一个, 空位, 只有神能够满足的。
So people has this gap in their heart that only God can fill.
就在圣经里面, 阿摩斯书里面提醒我们, 主耶和华说, 日子将到, 我必命饥荒, 葬在地上, 人之恶非因无比, 干渴非因无水, 乃因不听耶和华的话。
So just like the book of Amos, it reminds us that the days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
回到耶路撒冷去敬拜神, 对这个世人来说就是他的梦想。
Going back to Jerusalem and worshiping God, to the author of Psalm 126, and that's his dream.
但是为什么这个事情是这么困难达到呢?
But why this thing is so difficult to achieve?
因为他是一个亡国奴。
Because he's an exile.
他是一个被掳到巴比伦的一个以色列人。
He's a slave who was abducted from Israel to Babylon.
那我们知道以色列国呢, 是神的选民。
So we all know that Israelites were God's chosen people.
但是呢, 他最终因为离弃神, 神就用巴比伦国去毁灭以色列。
But because they forsook the God, so God led Babylon to take them to Babylon.
那么就差为这个圣殿，把以色列人掳去巴比伦。
And God allowed Israel to be destructed and the temple torn down and the Israelites were abducted to Babylon.
所以你看呢，这群人他要回到耶路撒冷去敬拜耶和华神呢，就是没有这么容易哦。So
now you can see that it's not easy for these Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to worship God.
多少人？ 多少国家, 他们国家灭亡以后, 就消失在历史当中。
So there are so many people from so many nations after their nations were wiped out, and these people just disappeared in history.
所以呢, 当底下被掳的以色列人要回到石安, 只是就是讲到耶路撒冷的所在。
So when these Israelites who are going to go back to Zion, which is where the Jerusalem is located.
那么有两个反应。
So there are two reactions.
第一个反应呢, 圣经说我们满口欢笑, 满舌欢呼。
The first one is our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy.
第二个反应呢, 就是外邦众有人说, 耶和华为他们行了大事。
The second reaction is there are these nations who say that and then it was said among the nations the Lord has done great things for them.
那第一个反应我们可以了解,
so the first reaction we can understand that of course the Israelites are happy when they go back to Jerusalem.
但是为什么有第二个反应呢?就是为什么这个这些外邦人会 侵占耶和华神不侵占以色列人说他们很厉害呢?
But why there's this second reaction? Why the other nations praise the Lord but not praising the Israelites?
原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
就是每一个人都知道以色列人能够回去耶路撒冷不是因为他们有什么厉害。
Because everybody knew that the reason that the Israelites could go back to Jerusalem was not because of how great they were.
如果你了解当时的政治的环境的时候，你就会明白。
So if you know the politics at the time, you will understand.
首先呢，巴比伦呢是当时天下第一强国。
So first of all, Babylon was the most powerful empire at the time.
巴比伦把从前的这个中东的霸主亚述的打败。
So he first it first wiped out the Middle Eastern overlord Assyria.
那么再把以色列跟其他的国家也吞并了。
And then it swallowed Israel and other Middle Eastern countries.
最后把这个四大文明古国埃及也要臣服在巴比伦手下。
And finally, even Egypt, one of the four great ancient civilizations, had to surrender to Babylon.
巴比伦不单是当时天下第一国，他的城也是天下第一城。
So Babylon was not only the most powerful country at the time, the city of Babylon was also the first greatest city at the time.
当时的人呢，相信这个城是不能够攻破的。
So at the time, people believed that the city of Babylon was unbreakable.
因为这个城墙有两层。
Because the city wall had actually had two layers, two walls.
外墙有24尺这么厚。
So the outer wall was 24 feet thick.
内墙也有12尺厚。
And the inner wall was 12 feet thick.
城高300尺。
And the wall was 300 feet high.
还有一个护城河呢，有200尺这么宽。
And then also the moat was about 200 feet wide.
城里面的粮食，他们可以吃20年。
And within the city, there were a food supply for 20 years.
那我们现在考古的就找到了他们从前这个，它叫 Easter Gate. 你就可以想象这个城当时是多伟大。
So here's the archaeologists found Ishtar Gate. This is the gate of the city of Babylon. So you can imagine how grand the city of Babylon was at the time.
但是神呢，早几百年呢，就预言呢，有关这个国家的命运。
But hundreds of years ago, God already prophesied about the future of Babylon.
他神预言呢，在100年之内啊，巴比伦会忽然的灭亡。
So God prophesied that within 100 years, Babylon will fall suddenly.
他会给一个联合的国家打败。
And it would be destroyed by alliance from nations.
那么呢，其中一个国家叫马代。
So one of the nations of the alliance was Medes.
还有呢，他亡国的时候呢，他的城门会大开。
And also when Babylon fell, the gate of the city of Babylon would be wide open.
他的泉源会枯干。
And all the springs would dry up.
打败巴比伦这个国家的王叫古列。
And the king who defeated Babylon was King Cyrus.
那么呢，这个王会把释放以色列人回去耶路撒冷。
And King Cyrus would release Israelites and allow them to go back to Jerusalem.
所以圣经早就预言呢，以色列人呢被掳40年以后，他们会回到以色列耶路撒冷。
So the Bible prophesied that after 70 years of exile, the Israelites would be Israelites would return.
那如果你是当时的人呢，你听到这个预言呢，你一定不会相信。
But if you lived at the time, you probably would not believe these prophecies.
就好像我告诉你，现在是美国是世界最大最强的国。
So it's just like today we all know that the United States is the most powerful country.
但我预言40年后美国就亡国了。
But if I prophesied here that in 70 years the United States would disappear,
给一个联合的国家打败，其中一个叫墨西哥。
And the United States would be defeated by an alliance of nations, and one of these nations would be Mexico.
你不会相信呢？
Would you believe it?
你一定不会相信呢？
Yeah, you definitely won't believe it.
但是你知道啊，历史的确就好像神的预言一样了。
But you know, the history is really occurred as God predicted.
在公元前539年10月11号。
So in the year of 539 BC, on October 11th,
马代波斯攻打巴比伦。
Middle Persia defeated Babylon.
当时 OK， 他开始攻打这个巴比伦，就是
attacked Babylon.
OK。那但以理书告诉我们呢，当他们攻打的时候呢，此时巴比伦王巴沙沙不当这个事是一回事。
So the book of Daniel told us that during the attack, the king of Babylon, Belshazzar, did not really think seriously about the attack.
所以人家在外面打的时候，他还在宫里面开 party.
So there was all these attacks, the battle outside of the city, and he was still having a party within the city.
但是这个结果完全跟圣经一样哦。
But the results were just like the Bible prophesied.
八十年后，就是一个希腊的历史和学家呢，当时八十年后哈，他就记载当时发生了什么事情了。
So 80 years after the fall of Babylon, a Greek historian recorded the event.
那原来的巴比伦他建这个城的时候啊，他为了修补这个城墙呢，就建了一个人工的湖。
So it turned out that when Babylon city was built, in order to build the city wall, they created this man-made lake.
所以他先把这个水引进这个人工湖的时候，水位就会降低了。
So they first they diverted the water from the moat to the man-made lake, and so that the water level will drop.
那么他们就可以开始修建这个城墙。
So they could build the wall.
那么建好以后就把水再放回来。
So after the wall was built, then they released water back to the moat.
那这个事情就给这个马代波斯的人知道。
And so this thing was found out by Middle Persia.
嗯，所以呢，他们攻打他们的时候呢，就把这个水再放回去这个人工湖。
So when they started attacking the Babylon, they diverted the water from Moat to the man-made lake.
这个水位呢，就降到好像腰间这么高。
So the water level dropped to like waist high.
所以他们大军就通过水到然后进去这个城里面。
So the army could cross the moat and went into the city.
把这个城门打开。
And so they opened the city gate.
杀死当时的巴比伦王。
And killed the king of Babylon.
犹太人的历史记载当巴比伦的城的长老知道这个事情的时候
So according to Jewish history, at the time the elders in the Babylon city when they heard about this
他们就拿着以赛亚书呢在这个欢迎这个波斯王鼓励
So they were holding the book of Isaiah in their hands and welcomed King Cyrus.
因为就是以赛亚书预言呢，将来这个古列王呢会释放以色列人回去耶路撒冷去敬拜。
Because it is in the book of Isaiah, it was it prophesied that the Israelites would go back to their home country.
所以当外邦人见到这个事情发生的时候他们了解这个一定是神的工作
So when the Gentiles found this then they know that this must has been done by the Lord
以色列人也同意在第三节说耶和华果然为我们行了大事我们就欢喜
And the Israelites agreed with their conclusion they said that the Lord has done great things for usAnd we are filled with joy.
第四节呢是世人向神的祈求。
So verse 4 is about the author's prayer to God.
这里说耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水浮流。
The author pleads to God that it says, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev."
第一到第三节不是说他们已经归回了吗
So isn't that verses 1 through 3 already talk about the Israelites' return?
那么为什么第四节又去求神让他们回归呢
But why in verse 4 it pleased God to return Israelites again?
主要的原因就是他们第一次回归的人呢其实人数很小
That's because the first time not many people returned.
还有他们回去有一个任务，就是要建这个圣殿。
And also for these people who returned they had a task that was to rebuild the temple.
所以这个世人他明白，如果他们要美梦成真的时候，唯有靠神的恩典。
So the author understood that in order for their dream to come true, they had to rely on God.
所以呢，这个世人求神呢，赐恩给他们，使他们呢，好像南地的河水浮流。
So the author pleaded to God to ask for God's grace to allow them to return, just like streams in the Negev.
那如果你明白这句话的时候，你要明白南地是一个什么地方。
So to understand this, you need to understand what Negev is like.
南地就是以色列的南边一直到西乃半岛。
Negev is the southern part of Israel, all the way to the Sinai Peninsula.
这块地是一块沙漠的地。
And this is a desert.
那沙漠呢不一定不下雨。
So it doesn't mean that there's no rain in the desert.
但是呢如果它下雨的时候很多时候如果你看纪录片你就了解它一下可能下一两天但是下得很厉害的
But when it rains it may rain like once or twice but when it rains it pours
很多时候呢就好像洪水泛滥一样
And many times you will see it's like a flooding
很多时候你看纪录片你就发现呢、哦、本来是很干旱的这个地
So if you watch documentary, you will see a lot of time, you will see a land is really dry.
突然间有一条河就跑出来哦。
And suddenly, a river appeared.
很多植物呢就把握这个时间呢，就从地里面长出来。
And lots of vegetations emerged.
动物也马上跑过来喝水。
And animals come out to drink.
所以呢本来是一片沙漠但是在几天的时间呢好像穿了一个新的衣服一样
So a desert will become like wearing a new clothes in just a few days
这世人求神赐福补给他们的时候呢他的意思就是神啊你不要赐一点一点这么小的
So here whenThe author asked God to give them blessing. He was not asking for just a little bit of blessing.
他是求好像沙漠的大雨倾倒在他们身上。
He was asking the blessing just like the rain in the desert pouring on them.
求神不要单单开始了违规这个事情，还要帮助他们去完成违规。
So he asked.That God not only just started the Israelites' return, He also asked God to help them complete the return.
最后呢，这个诗人在第五、第六节呢，是肯定神一定会祝福以色列人。
So finally, in verses 5-6, the author confirmed that the Lord will bless Israel.
但是诗人也相信，神是通过人的牺牲。是给人福气
But the author also believes that God's grace comes through people's sacrifices.
第五节说，流泪撒种的必欢颜，欢呼收割；那带种流泪出去的必欢乐，欢欢乐乐地带禾捆回来。
So verse 5 says, Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
那这两节圣经呢，形容他们就好像农夫一样。
So these two verses describe them as just like peasants.
他形容他们撒种是流泪的撒种。
So it described their sowing just like sow with tears.
这个原因就是可能因为他们面对的困难太大了。
So this is probably because they were facing a huge difficulty.
就好像你在沙漠地你要耕种一样。
So just like if you have to plant in a desert,
这个地又硬，天气又热，你怎么耕种呢
？And the land is hard, and the weather's hot, and so how can you plant anything？
那如果流泪是形容他们很辛苦的时候，那么撒种就是代表他们要付出。
If tear represents the hardship, then sowing represents their sacrifice.
保罗曾经用撒种来形容我们的奉献。
So Paul used sowing to as an analogy of our offering.
所以世人看见了他们艰苦的去侍奉神的时候，为神牺牲的奉献的时候，最后神会因为他们简直牺牲会 赐给他们恩典。
So here the author saw how the Israelites were serving God while in even under the hardship, and their sacrifice was just like sowing with tear. And so the author confirmed that Israelites would rejoice when they reap the harvest.
Now, 我想这两句话提醒改正我们对祷告的一个态度。
So here, these two verses help us to correct our attitude toward prayer.
Now, 我们从前我以为求神的恩典以后，那么你就静静地坐在这边，神的恩典就会从天掉下来，好像圣诞礼物一样。
So before I thought that when you ask for God's grace, you only need to ask and then just sit there, sit still and wait for the grace to come from above. You know, just like you are getting a Christmas gift.
但是其实圣经里面形容神赐福的方法不是这样子。
But in the Bible we can see that this is not how God gave his grace.
很多时候神的恩典是通过人的牺牲你才能会经历得到。
So many times God's grace comes through our sacrifices.
这个让改变了我从前祷告的方法。
So this changed how I pray.
因为当我求神赐恩之前呢，我会思考一下，我愿不愿付出这个代价。
So before I ask for God's grace, I would think through whether I want to. Give sacrifice.
比方说，我从前念书的时候，我会求神，你给我全部 A 啊。
For example, when I was at school, I prayed to God that please let me have A for all my exams.
但后来我就会问自己，那么你愿不愿意付出 A 级的努力呢？
But then later I asked myself, would I be willing to give A level of effort.
当我们祈求啊，求神改进我们夫妻的关系的时候。
So when we ask God to help us improve the relationship among with the spouse.
那么我会问自己，你愿不愿意？照圣经所说，无论对方的对你的反应是怎么样，你都爱他，
so,
爱你的妻子呢
？So now I ask. Have you thought about, are you willing to be a loving husband, no matter how your wife's reaction is?
你可能问，那么如果我们得到神的恩典是靠我们的牺牲，那么为什么这个还是叫神的恩典？
Now you may ask that if all the results is through our sacrifices, then why do you still call this God's grace?
这个很简单，因为人努力以后，你不一定拿到 A。
This is very simple. That's because even if you work hard, for example, even if you work hard, you may not get grade A.
所以呢，但是当你靠神的恩典去努力的时候，世人就肯定说，这是劳累出去的，必欢欢乐乐的带活捆回来。
But if you work hard, and by God's grace, then just like the author says, then those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with song of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
神会通过人的牺牲，把他的恩典赐给我们。
And God will give God will give His grace to those who sacrifice.
他的恩典不会好像一点点的雨，会好像这些沙漠里面的大雨一样。
And God's blessing is not just like a drop of rain; it's like a pouring rain in the desert.
所以我们的牺牲不会白费，一定会有成果。
So our sacrifice will not be in vain, and our sacrifice will bear fruits.
那我不知道你的梦想是什么。
So I don't know what your dream is.
那如果你的梦想只是追求这些名利的时候。
If your dream is about fame and fortune,
我恐怕我们就好像 我们之前说，人之恶非因无饼，肝喝非因无水。
Then I'm afraid that it probably will be like what the Bible says, not a famine of food or a thirst for water.
那但是如果你为神发梦的时候，我想这个是值得的。
But if you dream for God, then this is all worth it.
神会让你美梦成真。
And God will make your dream come true.
2019年的开始的时候呢，有关个人的梦想，我想挑战你们。
So in 2019, I want to challenge you regarding your personal dream.
就是呢，你求神给你准时来到教会聚会。
That is, please ask God to help you come to church on time.
那我那我明白这个事情了哈，明白这个事情，因为你能不能够准时，很多时候不在你一个人的手上能够控制的。
So I do understand that whether you will be here for Sunday service on time or not, sometimes it's not only depending on yourself.
但是呢，如果你相信敬畏神是每一个基督徒共同的一个特点的时候
，But if you believe that worshiping God is a common trait among all the Christians，
那么今年我们就让我们开始就是准时来到聚会。
Then this year, let us all start our worship on time。
有关教会的梦想呢，我们就是我就挑战大家，我们就是完成了我。牧尘教会的建立。
And then the dream about our church, I want to challenge the brothers and sisters is to have our own church building.
其实呢，早在80年代呢，弟兄姊妹已经看见呢，牧尘这个地区的华人有福音的需要。
So as early as in the 1980s, there were brothers and sisters here who saw the needs to have a church for the Chinese community in Woodbury.
所以呢，我们最初的梦想就是在 Woodbury 里面去建立一个华人教会。
So our first dream was to establish a Chinese church in Woodbury.
所以大概15年前，2004年的时候。牧尘教会就开始在这边崇拜。
So then in 2004, CW was established and we started worship here.
我们里面有一些人还记得，就是当时我们是在 Red Rock Elementary School 里面去崇拜的。
So some of you probably remember that when 3CW just started, we started worshiping at the Red Rock Elementary School.
我形容当时的教会呢，叫教行满车。
So I described the church at the time was the church was built in the morning and torn down in the evening.
就是这个意思哈。后来呢，因为认识了这个新生命教会的牧师，从前的牧师 Pastor Mark， 我们就能够搬来这边崇拜。
So later, we met Pastor Mark, who was the former pastor of the New Life Church. So then, our 3CW, our church moved to worship here at the New Life Church.
你大概还记得呢？当时呢，我们是在篮球场里面崇拜。
So you probably remember that we started our worship at the basketball court.
所以当时有人形容牧尘教会呢，就是没有十字架，只有篮球架。
So then some people said our church at the time, there was no cross, but there was only basketball hoops.
所以当时就已经我们有另外一个梦想，就是有自己的教堂。
So at the time we had our second dream, that is our own church building.
2011年的时候，我们就很认真的去找地方。
So in 2011, we seriously started looking for a building.
但是每一次当我们找到我们觉得有兴趣的地方，总是有一个人在我们前面已经出价要买这个地方。
But every time we found a potential location, there was always someone ahead of us and made an offer.
还有呢，我们算过，如果 建筑的费用是每一平方尺是150块呢，你一万尺就要150万了。
And also we did a simple calculation. If one square foot costs about $150, for 10,000 square feet facility, it will cost $1.5 million.
当时我们银行才20-30万。
So at the time, our church only had like $20,000 to $30,000 in reserve.
所以建堂这个事情就是发白日梦一样。
So the church building was just like a daydream.
2013年呢，圣生命教会，扩建。
So in 2013, the New Life Church had a building expansion.
那其中一个扩建的地方就包括我们现在使用这个青年的崇拜房间。
So the expansion included this room that we're currently using for worship.
所以从2014年以后呢，我们就搬来这边了。
So since 2014, we moved to this room have our worship.
所以我们崇拜的地方呢改进很多以后呢，我们就好像没有再提建堂这个事情。
So the facility we use for worship improved quite a bit, and so we just no longer talk about our own church building.
2017年的时候呢，圣生命教会新的牧师来到。
So in 2017, the New Life Church had a new pastor.
当时呢，他们要求呢。星期天早晨他们要用这个地方。
And at the time, they asked that they wanted to use this room for their youth worship on Sunday morning.
所以我们就搬回去这个只有篮球架没有十字架的篮球场了。
So we moved back to the basketball court.
那就在当时呢，我们理事会就有一个人提出来，我们要想扣堂的事情。
So at the time, one of the governing board members suggested that we should look at buying our own building again.
所以他说，我们的结论就是，我们每一次买不到，就是因为我们没有钱。
So the brother pointed out that the reason we were not able to buy our building in the past was because we didn't have money in hand.
他说我们手上有33万。可以用来扣堂的。
And he said, well, at the time, the church had $330,000 on hand.
那如果再筹14万的时候，那么我们有50万，那么我们可以找一个人帮我们找找地方看。
If we could raise $170,000 so that we could have $500,000, then we should be able to get a realtor and to help us find a place.
其实当时我听到这个提议呢，我不看好这个提议。
So at the time when I heard this suggestion, I wasn't really hot about it.
原因就是17万就是差不多是我们一年的预算。
Because $170,000 was just about our annual budget.
所以怎么可能在2年里面？去要求弟兄姊妹增加他的奉献50%呢？
So how could you ask brothers and sisters to increase their offering about 50% in 2 years?
但是呢，我太看小你们了。
But I underestimated the congregation.
因为你们已经达到也超过这个奉献。
Because we have already surpassed this number.
所以到今年去年的十月份的时候，其实我们已经有50万可以用来扣堂。
So by October 2018, our church already had $500,000.
所以我们真的找一个就是这些经济啊，不是我们里面的这个，就是外面一个。他就介绍我们买一个130万6000尺的地方。
So we talked with a commercial realtor, and this person introduced us to this place. It's about 6,000 square feet and worth about $1.3 million.
所以我们觉得这个还是一个 建堂还是一个遥不可就是达不到的那个梦想。
So then it, to us, still this, the church building still seems an unreachable goal.
但是神却不一样了，他有另外一个计划。
But God had a different plan for us.
你知道呢，我们现在看见这个地方是怎么来的呢？
So do you know the building we're currently in negotiation to purchase? How did we come about... How did we find this place?
最主要就是十月十四号理事会要开会。
That's because November 14th there was the GB meeting.
那么你要做一个报告啊。
So there, the GB should give a the GB needed to give a report.
有关叩堂的事情。
About church building.
那么建堂小组就。我去看十三号啊，前一天，看看有什么地方可以做一个比较呢。
So then, the day before the meeting, the 13th, and the GB board and just like started looking to see if there's anything that that might be worth considering.
所以我就找到这个，这个地方是3000尺一个 unit， 有三个连在一起的 unit。
So then I found this unit that's 3,000 square feet
unit,
in size,
yeah.
But it's one unit, it's one of the three units.
就隔一天就在理事会报告了。
So then the next day, so we talked about this at the GB meeting.
再过两天我们就找我们的姊妹 Susanna 带我们去看看这个地方啊。
So then 2 days later, we asked our own realtor, Susanna, to take us to the place and to take a look.
那么当时大概有十个弟兄姐妹一起去看。
So there were about 10 brothers and sisters who came along.
看了以后呢，一进去就开始发梦了。
So once the brothers and sisters got there and everyone started dreaming.
这里做崇拜，这里做什么房间
？So here we can have our worship here, and there we can have some other rooms for other purposes.
但是最重要有一个厨房。
But the most important thing is we need to have a kitchen.
再过一天，我们就在教会里面报告。
And then a day later, we reported to the congregation.
在这一天，我们告诉弟兄姐妹，我们找到这个地方，但是呢，我们却25万。
But here at our church communication building, we told everyone that we found a place. We would like to make an offer, but we're short of $250,000.
在一个小时，我们就筹到弟兄姊妹愿意借25万给我。
So within an hour, we raised $250,000 because there were brothers and sisters who would give loan to the church.
所以最后我们投票。90% 的弟兄姐妹同意去买这个地方。
So then the, we asked the members to vote, and there were so 90% of the members voted yes.
所以最后我们理事会决定用935万去买这三个 unit.
So in the end, the GB board decided to pay $935,000 for the three units.
布城教会现在还没，应该是可以买到了哈。你要问你问首先了哈。
So we think the offer would be accepted, but you have to confirm this with Susanna.
布城教会能够有自己的教堂，就好像发梦一样。
So for 3CW to have our own church building, it's just like a dream.
我们还要求神去完成这个建堂的事情。
And we will continue to ask God to help us complete this church building.
因为建堂不只是一个钱的问题。
Because to build our own building, it's not just a matter of money.
这个过程有很多不同的意见。
And there will be so many different opinions throughout the process.
但是如果我们靠神而牺牲的时候，神会赐恩给我们。
But if we rely on God and we make sacrifice, then God will God will shed His grace on us.
因为圣经说，劳累撒种的必欢颜收割。
Because the Bible says, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. So now let us have our final prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为当人见到你的, 工作的时候, 无论是信主的, 都会归荣耀给你。
Because when people see your work, no matter the people who believe in you or not, they all give praise to you.
因为他们都明白, 这些什么都没有的人, 怎么可以达到他们的梦想?
Because everyone knows that for people who have nothing, how can they achieve their dreams without you?
愿意我们2019年的时候, 不会到世上的, 名利去追求。
May we not chase the world fame and fortune in 2019?
愿意我们都以敬拜神去认识神成为我们的梦想。
May we make worshiping God and knowing you be our dream.
愿意求神赐福给我们好像南地的河水伏楼一样。
Please bless us like the streams in the Negev.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督。Please
listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
因为时间长得太长，所以我们就不唱回应诗歌。
Okay, due to time constraints, so we'll skip the